This is really the city's first ever economic development plan. And what's so unique about it is that over 200 business, civic, and community leaders participated in the development of this plan. And most cities of our size do have plans similar to this. We felt like it was really important to establish some goals and some metrics to be able to see what we could accomplish.
I'd just add to that, you know, economic development is a term that's thrown about a lot. And so this plan was really important in terms of establishing a clear path with actionable items and assigning responsibilities.
When we talk about the strategic economic development plan, how do you go about creating that type of strategy?
Focus. Focus is something that's really important. And so we had over 200 business leaders, and we started off by looking at 13 different industry clusters and trying to narrow it down to five areas where we could actually focus. Those are advanced manufacturing, bio-innovation and health services, creative digital media, sustainable industry, and transportation, trade, and logistics. So we're really keenly focused on growing those clusters in the city.
I think what's so fascinating about that list is that it does not include tourism and oil and gas. And people, when they think of the New Orleans economy, those are the hallmarks of it. So how do we fit in these five strategic areas with what we already have here?
Tourism has a very concerted and coordinated effort already. They already have a strategic plan specifically for the tourism sector. It's important to note that this plan is the City of New Orleans plan. It's not a regional plan. So when we look at the oil and gas sector, there's a lot more happening in the rest of the region in terms of refining and that sort of thing, but you don't have that in the City of New Orleans.
The way that the five sectors were chosen was we looked at, one of the things we looked at was opportunity for growth and where our competitive advantages lie. And that's how we got to the five.
Can you give an example of a competitive advantage that New Orleans has in one of these industries?
Sure. Surprisingly, in sustainable industry, we have a stronger sustainable industry sector than the national average. And sustainable industries is natural disaster recovery, water and wastewater management, green building, alternative energy, those sorts of things. So our competitive advantage is that we've got a lot of activity there already, and we can build on that activity.
One of the goals of the plan is that it should be inclusive, that all New Orleanians are involved in this plan and considered when making the plan. How do you go about that?
So this is not a plan that's just about bringing in new companies. It's about growing our existing company base. So when we look at transportation, trade, and logistics and advanced manufacturing, those are industries that have been strong in New Orleans for a very long time. What we found by and large in industries, for example, in advanced manufacturing, they said, you know what, we've got workers that have been working for 30 years. They need to be trained with the next generation of technologies. But we also have an opportunity for kids coming out of high school and college to learn about manufacturing, and they don't necessarily think of those as good opportunities.
That's one of the major goals of the plan that we're going to be tracking is how do we connect our citizens to these jobs? Just as one example, and this is one that was related to sustainable industries, the city, through Job One, is working with Delgado to create a new curriculum for a lot of the new jobs that we'll see out of the Sewage and Water Board. And how do we make sure that our people are poised to take advantage of those positions? But, of course, New Orleans in the last several years has been a magnet for new talent, and we want to continue to grow that. And what this plan tries to do is to put us in a direction where we can grow more jobs to sustain our current residents and people that we want to come so that our city can grow.
The goal is that in 5 years, we've got more jobs in this market, we've got more investment in this market, and there's alignment around the strength of this economy.
Amy Quirk and Rod Miller, thanks so much for being with us to talk to us about the Prosperity NOLA Strategic Economic Development Plan.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.